rapport between the tenant and the landlord. Okay, but that's the thing. You're not supposed to be rapport. You're not supposed to pay the bill. Sam. I've got a message here. You didn't leave your name, but she said my landlord back then made all of us pay for the rent. Every month, he would split the new bill between the four tenants at 3K each from the accumulated bill. He doesn't stay in the compound, but he would also add 5K as part of his payment from the old bill. We did that for 6 months. That was how the bill was cleared. Okay. All right. Interesting things from different people. Patrick Abel says, I've noticed that there's always a piled up bill in Lagos houses waiting for the new tenants to come and pay that they don't know about. I beg, the one way you fit, you do, and leave the incoming one for the new tenants. Now, wow. Olajesu from Ikorodu says, I'll appreciate if developers, landlords, and NEPA can be suspending NEPA bill when a house is being renovated because the house is empty. Where are they getting the reading from? I had this issue when I was in care 2 years back. How are you, Vaughn?
Sandra, I pretend that I'm okay, but low-key, I just want someone to squeeze like 2K in my hand and say you are doing well. Well done. It's noisy.
Honestly, because, you know, as a people, right, we're very adept at saying fine when we're all but fine, you know.
Honestly.
So, like, my goal for this evening, like, you know, until 6 is just to ask, how are you?
I'm not fine, though.
How are you day?
I'm not fine.
How
I'm
are
pretending
you dealing?
To be, but someone...
How are you dealing?
Sandra, it's just when you think you're adjusting
okay,
to what
you figured it out. You have a
something
plan.
Something else happens. You know, and so you are left grappling all over again.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not the country happening to you, it is family happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
If family is not happening to you, it is adulting. Just being an adult.
I mean, family happening to you is part of adulting.
It's
now.
Part of adulting, right? So, oh, good grief, it is.
You know, I just got my younger brother sent me a message. He said, Auntie, please, money for my rent, one thing. And I looked at the bill that this young man gave me. And I was like, and I said, Mwane, I've not even replied. I just read the message.
You're still trying to.
Because I saw the message before I came on air. So I just read the message. I said, okay. And then I'm like, so this, you know, that's the thing because I remember that because of what you just said. Nigeria is doing you its own. Mm-hmm. Family is
honestly,
also doing you its own.
Honestly.
You know, and then if you're lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, to have a job, your job is also doing
its
you
own.
Its own, you know.
Yes.
And you're having to straddle all these lines, you know, and figure out a way to balance it so that you don't go mad. And it's a lot.
It is a lot. Now, add that to being in a relationship that isn't even helping, that is now doing you too.
Uh-huh. So if you get man or woman, we follow for your up. You're done for. God damn, you know? Because, I mean, you take a look at the news that we've been covering for weeks, Vaughn, and it's increasing this price, increasing that price.
Honestly,
when was the last time you were in a market?
Oh, Sandra, I haven't even been in the market, been to the market for the past 2 weeks because the last time I went, they almost used price to finish
your life.
I ran away, Sandra.
So what were you saying when you were there? What were you saying?
Oh, boy, Sandra, the cost of food has more than doubled.
Yeah.
You can't even buy a bottle of vegetable oil at how much it used to be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than doubled, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like every day you go to the market,
the price increases.
The price keeps increasing, you know. And then you're wondering, okay, so how are we supposed to survive?
Mm-hmm. Me where they earn more than minimum wage, they bite me. So person where they earn
exactly.
minimum wage, how they want to?
How do they want to cope?
Yeah.
You know, even the small things that we used to do, buy to make ourselves happy, now you can't. You can't even go into the supermarket to say you want to buy chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate is now a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's expensive.
No, it's expensive, yeah.
You can't even buy tea, beverage, Sandra.
Yeah.
It is expensive.
Or more, I touched, I don't know which, okay, I don't want to give them advertising, but a milk brand that I used to buy, I mean, I know when that milk brand was like 1.9 something. something to five. Yeah. Now, when I go to the store and it's like 4 or 5, I'm like, hi, cheapo. When I go to the store and like 4 or 5, oh, wow, it never to increase like that, you know? And mm-hmm. and then like, and I've had to change milk brands. Mm-hmm. I used to use like, you know, one particular one because it's really sweet. It's the sweetest one, even though mm-hmm. I'm lactose intolerant, but mm-hmm. my kids love that. Mm-hmm. So we used to use that one, but that one, I can't even touch it anymore because it's way more expensive. So I'm using like off-brand mm-hmm. ones now. And even those off-brand ones,
still expensive. Prices increasing.
Are inching price, up, yes. inching up almost. Yes. At, like right now, I'm even asking myself, well, it's not better to just add that extra money and buy the milk brand that everyone likes in the house. But I'm like, right. that extra 2K, 3K, you can put it somewhere else.
You know, so you have to, and that's what
you're doing math.
Exactly.
Constant math.
Exactly.
You go stand for shop, just they look things, they check price, they do constant math.
That's what happens. You go to the markets with 10,000 naira, and then when you come back with your wares, you're wondering, you're asking yourself if you lost money.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at it.
Where did money go?
Exactly. So what did I buy? What did I buy?
Where did money go?
And even 10,000 now is speaking for somebody that earns, I'm speaking as somebody that earns higher than the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine a family going to the market with 5K
mm-hmm.
to cook 2 pots of food, for mm-hmm. instance, because mm-hmm. I mean, you know, 2 pots of soup, perhaps.
Maybe they should go to Mile 12 market. Is Mile 12 market still cheap?
Well, if you're going to the village markets, mm-hmm. it's a bit cheaper, but that's not to say that you will still not feel the...
But the transport to go there...
That is
because transportation
thing.
Has also gone up.
That is another
now,
thing.
Now, use public transport, right? Mm-hmm. The last time we talked about public transport, you started breaking up your trips.
Yes.
So you'd go, take a bus from Tuluri to like mm-hmm. CMS,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then walk mm-hmm. and then take another bus or something. Yes, do you still do that?
No, I don't, because, you know... I used to do that because of the road adjustments, what are the repairs that were being, you know,
done
at that
right,
time.
Right.
But now I don't anymore. So I just take a bus straight from Surulere to CMS. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if it's not 600 naira, it's 700 naira.
Mm.
If it's not 700 naira, it's 800 naira.
Mm.
If it's depending on the weather, depending on
the day,
forces,
depending
on market
on
forces,
I know.
On transport forces.
Because the bus driver too is going to the same markets that you're going to.
Exactly.
He's going to the same market. Agbero has not left the streets. He still has to settle Agbero.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
and Agbero
right.
is probably increasing price because mm-hmm. the Agbero 2 is also going to the same markets mm-hmm. that we're going to.
It's difficult. It really is difficult. And you're asking yourself, okay, so you need to scale up your business, scale up your career.
Mm.
Just when you think you're about to scale up your business,
mm.
taxes come from mm. nowhere. Ridiculous taxes come, you know.
Mm.
It's just like the country is working against you.
Mm.
It's just so you can remain poor and suffer. You know, not so you can suffer till you die. You know, if it's not that, you're trying to get a job, but then these people want to use work to kill you,
mm-hmm.
literally finish you because mm-hmm. you want to, you know. So they ask you, you're applying to get a job somewhere. They want you to do the job that 5 people. Would ordinarily do
yeah.
and get paid individually for.
Yeah.
You know, because even these companies are trying to cut costs and all of that. So
right.
they want you to be jack
so
of all trades
so they're
and
cutting,
master of all.
They're cutting costs. They're letting people off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are having to pick up the slack of people that have
exactly.
been let go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being paid more.
That's the problem.
And the working conditions are not being made friendly. So it's one thing to, you know, say, oh, as a company, we're also suffering what you are. We
mm-hmm.
can't afford to increase salaries right now, yada,
mm-hmm.
yada, yada. But okay, what of company culture?
Mm-hmm.
Is there like an olive branch being handed out, you know, to the members of the team that keep your business alive
mm-hmm.
so that the members of the team feel like, okay, now all of us did this thing? Or are you
we're
still,
all in this together.
Or are you still cheating them like that? You know, are you still,
exactly.
are you still using a hammer on everything,
honestly,
you know, or
it's,
are you like,
it's ridiculous because in this time, I think companies are supposed to rally around and just offer support, you know, one way or another to their employees.
Because when they need from you, they're telling you, oh, you know, we're family here.
Exactly.
But when you now need, okay, where, do you still remember?
Where's the family?
You know, is this family a one-way street?
Oh, good grief.
Lagos, join the conversation. How you day? Gosh, how you? If you leave me a voice, we'll go talk until like 6. So please, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Vaughn, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Sandra.
I love doing this with Vaughn. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. How are you handling the rising price of petrol, which also means that you are having to handle the rising price of everything else. By the way, Lagos, I saw a very interesting tweet yesterday afternoon. I'm going to tell you about that tweet maybe after we come back from a commercial break, like in 15 minutes time. But for right now, let's talk about you. How you day? How you day? Those of you that have extended family members, are they being understanding this period, or is everybody still asking for things the way they were asking for things before things got as hard as they have currently gotten? But when school was on and you still had to give money for transport and money for lunch to the children, how did you swing that? How were you swinging that? What were you doing, as you know, for their lunch? What were you doing for transport fare? Were you having to make them walk, because and having to make your children walk? That one is now also another problem, because now you're worried about their safety. You know, children are not safe when they're walking by themselves. You know, how you day? 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is my day. Don't you?
Today is your day. Welcome, Joshua.
I called back.
Oh, welcome.
Sandra, I'm not fine. In fact, anybody that wants to give me a gift, you should just come out.
Joshua, your line is not very clear. I don't know what's happening with that. Can you call me back? Your line is not very clear. Please call me back. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Abraham. I'm calling you from Sangot, Ogun State.
Welcome, Mr. Abraham. How on a day for Ogun State?
You're there fine. My sister, how is work now?
We there work, am. We there push, am.
My sister, according to one of your followers, you don't read, though, my sister, you don't read. That's seriously read. As I'm talking to you, where I am, and that I be pleased at the blood right coming from Biroko.
Oh, I don't know what's happening, but that line is also not clear. Can you maybe give us a call back? I don't know what's happening. 99.3? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? All right, doesn't look like someone's there. 99.3.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? Good afternoon.
How you day? It is well.
How you day, my sister? Welcome. How you day? How you day?
Okay. I'm a pharmacist.
Okay.
I have four children.
Ooh.
One is a special kid.
Oh.
At the age of 13, he's still using Pampers.
Oh.
I woke up very early this morning, around after 3.
Hmm.
I was up till, after I started their program, I was up till Mr. Sheriff came on the program.
Okay.
I was up. I was just thinking, was when they wake up, what would I do? My special son will always wake up and say, Mommy, I want this, I want that. To buy Pampers for a child of 13 in these critical times. Ma, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. But it is well, Ma. If I talk too much, I may break down and cry.
Maybe that's necessary. Maybe that's what you need to do. You know, sometimes, when life gets really hard for me, I'll just sit down and cry. You know, because that's what tears are for. Tears are supposed to be for, like, that's what they're there for. So that all the build-up of emotions, you let it out. And then you just get some relief and then
you keep
going.
So if I start crying, Ma, who will I cry to? What do I tell David, my boy of 13, that, okay, you wake up in the morning, I don't have anything to give you because you're a special child. Ma, I know they well, but I still believe it as well. Just say hi to him, Ma.
Okay. Hi, David. Hi, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can, Ma.
How are you, David? David, say hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Sandra. I'm a journalist. I work with Nigeria Info FM. You're currently live on air, and lots of people are listening to you. It's so nice to meet you. I know. It's so nice to meet you, David. What class are you in, David?
He used to go to school somewhere, you know, they here in Ikorodu.
Okay.
But when Mambode came in, they scrapped the school. They said they want to turn it to a youth sports development area. Initially, the school was free. I was happy, you know, because schooling him at home has not been easy. But
yeah,
when the government changed power, everything just changed. So I've been the one doing everything at home on my own, ma.
Okay. How is that going? So what kind of resources do you employ?
I use picture books for him at home anyway.
Okay. Is that going good? Is he picking up fast? I know, we're all hearing you. It's awesome. It's so amazing. Thank you so much for letting me meet your son. I appreciate it. And all the best.
The first time I've smiled today.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
After 3 when I woke up this morning.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's not as if I don't do anything.
I
run a pharmacy in my house, but honestly, even because drugs have, the prices have shot up, so people don't even come to buy drugs. Not if you see customer, you go say you sell, take care of your family.
Family, true.
People are even using Agbo and all, they are not even coming to buy drugs. So, ma, it's really crazy.
It is.
But
it
I
really
do
is.
Know.
My sister, it is well, my sister, hang in there. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Thank you so much for calling
thank you
for sharing with me. And bye. Bye, David. Bye bye. Okay. Oh, that made me very happy. Thank you so much for letting me share that with you. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Woo. Okay. Call me back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
How you doing? My name is Hope.
Hope, welcome. I do.
Maybe that they feel you to you. Since I see this morning, you know, so school don't vacate now, eh?
Right.
You go carry barrel and pencil before you go market.
How they tell you?
Well, this morning, I think, so what's the thing I will give these children now? Before you know it, you will, mommy, I want to eat. Yeah. I just wake up, look time, 7:30. I call my daughter. I say, ma, I'm coming. Let me buy something that you people will cook. I don't go my 12.
Hmm.
Buy pieces of yam, like 3K.
Hey, for pieces.
Buy pepper. Just dumb, jama, color they come. My mommy, you go myself. I say, yes, I go. I wish you go help us this season, no? Eh? See, in that way, though, Sandra, if you don't know, I they tell you now. Rice now don't become 750 drinker, 45K bag. Well, it is well.
It is well. Is it though? Because I understand the psychological effect that a positive confession such as "it is well" can have on our psyche. It's what helps us to, you know, hang on. We all need hope. You know, hope is the only thing that we truly have. So that's where "it is well" comes from, you know. And hey, that's the point of this conversation we're having, isn't it? The point of this conversation is to, you know, just hear that all of us were in this thing together. And we'll keep putting one foot in front of each other, one step in front of the other. That's how it's done. 99.3, hello.
Sandra. He don't read.
Malik, you will get money. Malik, you get money now.
Amen. My colleague of prayer. I mean, every day, enjoy God's coming this afternoon. I receive my well.
You get money, die, Malik.
I even use beast.
Malik, no call the disciples, Malik.
Sandra, you know that he's get money.
I know. It just the sound for your voice.
Ah, this bishop, what you see?
It is smell for your perfume.
Yawa. The tower is buff. Sandra.
Eh?
Do you know of anything?
What?
We've not seen anything, Sandra. We'll never learn lesson. I keep saying this. You know that cartoon Pinky and the Brain? Now the same thing we're doing, this is what they do again. Sandra, I bought fuel 32,000 yesterday and today. As I'm driving now to first tank, I'm on yellow tank. Think that before. If I buy 7K, I'm the king for the PlayStation. But now, it's nothing. First one was 15,000, 20 liters. another one again. I can't top them all with 5 naira. That's even 35K, 732.
Mm.
So you see, Sandra, me, the worst back I need to go to Nuru Market, too. I go take my time, go my 12 bars I won't buy, put that for house. Those to Nuru Market, they be like cutlass. If you jump up, if they come out, they'll cut your leg, come out again. Sandra, look, we've not learned our lesson. The country is so hard. Very soon now, you have more robbers on the streets, more prostitutes. The younger ones will go into it because nothing to eat. Nothing. Yeah, there's no tight belt, but they're losing their own. It's a lesson. I hope we'll learn this time.
Malik, thanks for calling. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp now. I've got this message here from... You didn't leave your name, but you say, I went to my children's school to collect new intake bill for my two-year-old daughter. Can you imagine? The bill is 63,000. I was shocked. 63,000 for kindergarten class. It is well. Thank you very much. We've got this one here. Sandra, please send me the account details of the woman with the special kids. Okay, so If she's listening, David's mom, if you're listening, please try and call me back. Please, just give me a call back. Call me back right now so that we can get those details and I can share it with this good Samaritan. David's mom, if you're listening, call me back right now. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. David's mom, if you're listening, call me back right now. We have someone here. Who wants to do a bit of charity for you? Are you David's mom? Hi. Hello?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Is this David's mom?
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Is this David's mom?
Mary calling from Anthony.
This is not David's mom. I want to hear from David's mom. I'm sorry. I'm going to look for
Hello,
David's
ma.
Mom. Hello. Is it David's mom? Is it you? is David there? David, is David there? I want to hear David's voice to be sure. Hi, David. Hi. Okay. All right. So David's mom, hang on, okay? Just stay on the line. Let me get your details, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. So much, Esther. Thank you for calling back.
God bless Nigeria. God bless everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And shout out to David. And thank you so much to this listener here who has decided to be very kind. Thank you so much. I don't even have a name, so I can't even thank the person properly because they just sent the message without their name. And I will say that I'm really grateful that more Nigerians are trying to do this, trying to be there for each other as much as possible, because that's all we can do at this point. You know, what this listener just did reminds me of that tweet that I mentioned that I was going to share with you, and I'll share that tweet with you when we come back from this break. But for now, if you have 200 naira that you can spare, maybe try this lotto from OnePlay. Yeah. Indeed. How are you handling the rising cost of everything? Petrol, food, school fees. How are you dealing? I saw a very interesting tweet yesterday. Somebody was offering to give people lifts to and from work. The person tweeted, quote, "If you stay around Aguda and Surulere and you would like to join me free of charge to CMS VI daily, hit me up. Departure is 5:45 a.m. on Mondays, 6:10 a.m. other days. If you close by 5 and you want to join me back to area also, no wahala. 4 slots I will pick at my discretion." And I was very happy when I saw that tweet. It really moved me. And I'm curious whether this is what more and more Lagosians need to do, need to start thinking about, especially with the fuel part, you know, the car part, right? Because you have way more people who have to trek now, or people who are having to ride bicycles. Of course, there are security concerns around that. Should we be forming groups? Is that what will help? Should they start forming groups, walk together, cycle together? I don't know. And then for employers, you know, are more employers thinking about work from home for their staff? Because we've seen state governments say that they're implementing remote work for a few days a week. Is that what private sector needs to do? Should private sector follow suit with work from home for people who are in the formal sector? Should governments think about giving incentives to employers to encourage remote work? How are you adjusting to the higher price of everything? Before the break, you heard people calling to the show to talk about how they were dealing. Mrs. Oboli called in. She was one of the last calls before the break, and she let us meet her special boy, David. And can I just say that lots of people have reached out on WhatsApp asking to get her details so that they can send some help her way. And I throughout the break, I was trying to keep it together and not cry because I'm so moved by the generosity of everyone. I mean, it's difficult, you know, and in the middle of that difficulty to find people who are willing to, you know, just adjust and help, you know, just squeeze a bit more and help. I thank you, honestly, thank you. Thank you so much. And a lot of them are doing it anonymously. So thank you to all of you. Some have already sent the money across already to her. Thank you. Thank you to John. John says that he's going to send her 10,000 naira every month from now until December. John, honestly. Thank you, John. I don't thank you, honestly. And thank you to you as well, Kabir. Kabir lives in the U.S. Kabir is in Maryland in the U.S. And Kabir also sent something to Mrs. Oboli. Thank you to all of you. Honestly, thank you. Okay, I need a minute. I'm sorry. I thought I was able to get myself under control. I need a minute. Okay, thank you very much. Let's talk, Lagos. How you day? How are you? How are you dealing? What adjustments are you making? What adjustments are you having to make? Are you having to share a ride with your neighbors now? Are you having to share a ride with someone who lives on your street, someone who lives in your estate? Are you still getting calls from extended family asking for money, even though things are hard for everyone right now? How are you dealing with that? How are you dealing with transportation for your children? For when they were still in school, thankfully school has closed now, so at least they're in day house now. But them day house also means that they are eating like monkeys. They're eating like pigs. They are wolving everything down, and it's a long holiday. Like, this is the long vacation. So what are your plans for adjusting? Are you going to sit them down and have a come to Jesus moment with them and say, look, it don't redo. Just look, this is this food that they chop. If it's not morning, afternoon and night food, you know they chop anything again for this house. In fact, let's cut it down to morning and night. I hope you don't have to. I hope that's not an adjustment that you have to make, because children need to eat at least 3 times a day. You know, they need all the nutrition that they can get. So I hope that things are never hard enough for you that your children cannot eat 3 times a day. I hope that that's not your case. Have you gotten word from their school? Are they increasing school fees for September? How you day? How you day? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Ah, my president, Sandra.
Welcome.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is your senior special advisor.
Welcome. Talk to me.
President Sandra, I beg I shock you.
Okay.
You remember that 5,000 I won on your show?
Mm-hmm.
Where I said I won't buy 10 liter fuel?
Yes.
2nd of July, that Sunday of it, I go in MPC to buy fuel. I queued about 6 cars to the filling station.
Mm.
6:30, let me go and see if they open.
Mm.
They open. I rush back to my car, enter, drive in. The guy say, ah, how much? I say 5,000. He say, ah, we know they take card, cash.
Mm.
I say, I don't have cash, oh, please. He say, no, not cash. I drove from Kingsway Road to Awolowo Road, my bank, to take money. I take my ATM. Mm. I can't find my 2 phones.
Ah.
Sandra, they pick my 2 phones.
At the filling station?
No, on the queue, that Ikoyi Club Road.
Oh.
Early in the morning.
How did that happen?
I didn't lock my car. I just jammed the door. Although I wind up. But my 2 phones is just by my gear lever there.
Oh.
They took it, my sister. Over 1 hour, I didn't know my phone is not there.
Oh, I'm so
ATM
sorry.
ATM did not work. Security man said, oh, today is Sunday. They won't do anything until Monday. My sister, they were withdrawing my money. They buy recharge cards. 17 times. By the time I block my account, around 3:30, right?
Okay.
So those who do such, please, this is not the time you should do such things. People are going through hell.
Mm.
This is not the time. I couldn't eat that Sunday night. My daughter was saying, Daddy, eat. And I said, no, Mommy, don't worry. I'm fine. I was confused. But thank God I've moved on. Sandra, yesterday, coming back from work, I brought to market. I said, today we'll go cook abono, right?
Okay.
I used to buy abono, buy okra, buy ogo,
okay.
You know, mix everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy okra. My daughter said, Daddy, there's something you forget. Well, say what,
why
okra?
Did you buy okra?
The money I minus Samo.
Oh.
They say okra 200 naira, you know, reach how many pieces.
Okay.
Now my daughter said, yeah. I said, Daddy, you know, my mommy, you know, say rain. Today, when I get as with me, so don't worry. They normally make ogi. You know, ogi, pap,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will cook beans. They buy sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They buy. Ah. Yesterday, I look and say, no. Make when I go back. For a long time, I will not eat bread, though, but I go back to bread. You know, corn don't cost.
Yes.
See, Ogi, 400 naira last Sunday.
Mm.
I share it for them. I didn't take. They say, Daddy, I say, no. But this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
my daughter said, Daddy, what am I going to use my eat my own beef?
Mm-hmm.
I say, go there. Lolo, don't buy bread. I reduced so many things. Yam, I not buy this month. Way past. Because of those fools.
Yeah.
I didn't buy yam for them. But I thank God for those kids, Sandra. They understand. Because when their mommy was there, come on. Chena egg, we won't talk. Egg. Even still, self na jollof now, like Malik would say, don't read. But I thank God, like I said, those kids, they understand. They never trouble me. Whatever I provide for them, they are good to go.
Mm.
But those guys that stole my phone, I'm begging them, they should stop. This is not the time to do such thing.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello? All right, doesn't look like you're there. We've got Emmanuel Yinka calling on Skype. Emmanuel, where are you joining us from?
Hi.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Sandra.
Welcome.
I'm joining from Northern Ireland.
Oh, good to have you on the show. Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm seeing you right on my screen. I'm joining via, I'm watching via YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, man, the hardship is real. I mean, in fact, sending money back home, you know, we had to, some of us have to double what we send back home, you know. A friend of mine recently went to Nigeria and he said he bought tangerine, 2 pieces for 500 naira. I was like, what is this? I like, how do people cope? How do people survive, you know? And now that children are, okay, yeah, a friend of mine that his daughter attends in Karis and Magodo,
mm-hmm.
I said the school had to have a meeting and they've increased the school fees tremendously.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know, and you need to check what the exchange rate are saying today, Sandra.
How much is exchange rate today?
So if I'm sending, they are buying pounds at the rate of 1,130. That's the rate they are buying pounds.
Now, wow.
So now, if you want to convert naira to pounds, now it's apologies for the
background. It's okay. It's okay. I love the sound of babies. It's okay.
So I mean. Now imagine August, September, when children are now going to school. The September intake, people coming to the UK, it's going to be
brutal. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Thank you for joining the show. We appreciate it. Honestly, thank you for calling and for sharing. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I did. I'm alive.
That's good. I could have just called because I wanted to find out how I could get the ladies' details. So that's what I... Because I'm driving, so I can't send a text or WhatsApp or something. How would I be able to get it?
Do you want to stay on the line so that I can share it? Or do we follow each other on Twitter? Maybe you can reach out?
Yeah.
Okay. So reach out to me on Twitter and then... we follow each other on Twitter. I'm sure they... Okay.
I'll do that.
Reach out to me on Twitter, then I'll share with you.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Shade. Oh, you guys. People want me to cry on this show by force. People have even called. So, like, while we're on break, someone calling, like, our front desk, like Nigerian Food's front desk, to get that woman's number. Honestly, I refuse to cry on this show. I'm a bone thug. I'm for the streets. Streets food don't used to cry. Y'all are not gonna make me cry. Woo. Okay. It's really hard. It's really hard. I know. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That's right. President, don't cry. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Let me take a break and sniff these tears back in. Hold on.
The only station that puts you first.
Security apparatus that we have, they are not only ghosts. They cannot be everywhere at the same time. Let every Nigerian be the first responder to whatever crime that is being perpetrated towards them.
You see, if government is doing exploitation, I know that nobody is going to frustrate them. And they will create jobs for people, but they're just sitting down there waiting for money to be shared.
The number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Okay, I'm good now. Let's talk. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. Jonathan is my name.
Hi, Jonathan. Welcome. Talk to me. How you doing?
Sandra, if they ask, how are we doing? Nobody is well at this time.
Some people are well, though.
Now, you think so? Put it into percentage. You will see that it's insignificant.
That's why I'm asking how you do. You can't speak for other people. How you do?
I am part of the people that are not feeling fine now. It's just that I knew that this is going to play out. Because it's unfortunate, all of us that are calling right now, most of us can vote for this removal of subsidy. And I was saying it then, even like for Jonathan's government, do not remove it if you don't do X, Y, Z. So what is playing out now is, and I said, even the charge is going to be a charge. It's not easy for anybody, Sandra. As I'm talking to you now, I have bought fuel of 15,000 naira. Averagely every day, I buy fuel 15,000 and 20,000 naira. How much you go eat that one make? You will see that it's insignificant. At the end of the day, what my wife cooks these days is vegetable. You know, when you cook vegetable, you just need some pepper to garnish it and some other little thing. You understand? If you go to cook stew and pepper, you will find it, man. You will go to spend huge money. So sometimes it's not easy.
It really isn't, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Bayo Inikeja says, honestly, it's not funny. Before, I used to buy fuel of 40K every week just to go to work from Monday to Thursday and go to church on Sunday when it was 500 naira a liter. But now it's costing me 50K. 4 weeks in a month, that's 200K on fuel only. When even if I'm earning 1 million monthly, is this sustainable? Bayo Inikeja is asking me. If you ask me. Okay, tomorrow we'll come back and we'll keep pushing. Up next is the news at 6. When the news is done, the newsroom will bring you the news. And then we'll hand you over to the sports gang. Tomorrow from 5 to 6, let's talk about President Tinubu's food security emergency call. I'll have a guest talking to me about that. And on the step down from 6:15, let me ask you, why do mothers spoil their sons?